Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Sam Young is leaving for Chicago today. At the suggestion of his family and prompted further by a letter from Kurt Bradley to his son Biff, in which Kurt told how much he missed his old friend Sam. Mr. Young thinks Kurt has a grand job. In fact, he's counting on it heavily, although in reality, Kurt is unemployed. Mr. Young is preparing to take the train to Chicago, where a terrible shock awaits him. Mary Young is packing his bags.
Sam? Do you want these socks? Sam?
Hmm?
Do you want these socks, dear? Now, how about these shoes?
Well, straight guns, Mary. You don't have to start packing at daybreak. I'm not going until noon.
It isn't daybreak. It's 8 o'clock. Well, how about these shoes?
How can I decide what shoes I want to take before breakfast?
What's breakfast got to do with it?
No man's in a mood to talk about what shoes he's going to take on a trip until after he's got a good cup of coffee inside of himself.
All right, then, darling, let's get a good cup of coffee inside of yourself.
Wait a minute. Why are you taking my dinner clothes off the hanger there?
Just in case.
In case of what? Now, Mary, I don't wear them from one year's end to the other. Why would I go putting them on for the few days I'm going to be in Chicago?
Well, you never can tell. If you should need them, they'd be there.
Look, Mary, put them back in the closet, will you?
Darling, you always look so nice in evening dress.
I look nice in everything. Have you just gotten around to noticing that?
Oh, I've noticed.
Now, I'm not going any place that will require evening clothes. Kurt Bradley and I can hold all our talks in business suits. I don't have to put on a tuxedo to ask him how things are going, do I?
No, dear. Only
what?
Well, only if you should meet the Trents.
Still hoping for that, are you?
Well, you might, you know. Being right there in Chicago at the same time Peggy is.
Look, Mary, I am not meeting the Trents. It's going to be a great deprivation for them, and I don't know how they're going to bear up under it, but they'll just have to keep their chins up.
But, Sam, I'd so like you to meet them. I want to know what they're like.
Oh, I can tell you all about them now without meeting them. They're rich and probably a bit snooty. Why, they'd look on me as a small-town guy with hayseed in my hair. They'd be very nice, but very patronizing.
Well, Sam, you don't really think that, do you?
Think it, honey. I know it. The Trents are in high society. Well, they wouldn't have any use for someone like me.
Well, does that mean you think they won't have any use for Peggy either?
I doubt it.
But, darling, we can't let her go there if they're going to snub her.
Well, we can and we will. If they snub her, she'll have to make up her own mind what she's going to do about it. If they aren't nice to her and don't welcome her with open arms the way she expects to be welcomed, she may decide not to be engaged to their son.
They couldn't do that to her.
Mary, you'd be surprised what people can do when rapacious females come along to snatch their sons and heirs away from them.
Don't you dare call Peggy rapacious.
All right, honey, I won't. Only put back those dress clothes, will you? The last thing Peggy wants is for me to put in an appearance in a dinner jacket I bought in 1940, which, when viewed under a strong light, has a slightly greenish tinge to it. Now, Mary, put it back. We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment, after this message. And now, just a few seconds later.
Mama! Oh, Mama! Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning,
Peg. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, dear.
Is it true that Daddy's going to Chicago?
It's true, Peg, but you needn't be afraid now. I'm not going to cramp your style.
Trent is Trent, and young is young, and never the twain shall meet.
Oh, but, Daddy, you've got to meet them.
Why, Pegs, you mean you want me to?
Of course. I won't mind a bit meeting them myself if you're there. Oh, Daddy, it's just so thrilling to think of your going to Chicago all on my account.
It would indeed be thrilling, if it were true.
Oh, I know Pepper said something about you going to see Mr. Bradley, but you can't fool me. You're going to look over the chintz and see if they're good enough for me.
Oh, well, no, I never thought of it in just that way.
I'll get Carter to invite you to dinner there the same night I'm there, and then I won't mind going at all.
You'll do nothing of the sort, Paige.
But Carter will make you come if he knows you're in Chicago.
No, he won't. Now, look, I'm a very popular fella, and every minute in Chicago will be cram full. I'm very sorry, but the Trents are out of luck.
Oh, but, Daddy, you've got to if they invite you.
Certainly you've got to, Sam.
Now, look, I have no objection to meeting the Trents later on. But this is something Carter's planned. Pigs, this dinner party is to have you meet his family, not me.
But, Daddy,
now,
don't
look,
you
look,
see...
you claim to be grown up, Peggy. Well, then be grown up to the extent of understanding that you've got to meet Mr. and Mrs. Trent alone. You have to make your own impression on them, unassisted by me. Now, look, honey, the stage is all yours. Now, go ahead and put on your show.
Oh, but, Daddy, it would be so easy for you to meet them while you're there.
That's true, Pegs, but I'm going to forego the pleasure this time. And so saying, I'm going down to wrap myself around a cup of coffee. You coming, Mary?
Yes, dear, in a minute.
Now, look, Pegs, you've got to stand on your own 2 feet sometime, and this is the time for you to do it.
Mama, I wish Daddy would meet the Trents.
I don't think he'll refuse when he gets to Chicago. That is, if Carter invites him out of the house. Anyway, I'm putting in his dinner clothes.
Oh, tell me, where's Daddy going to stay?
I suppose at the same hotel where Mr. Bradley's staying. I have to ask Biff where it is.
You know, Mama, Biff acted sort of funny this morning when Pepper talked about Daddy's going.
Yes, and he acted funny last night, too. I don't know what's the matter with him.
Well, I think maybe it's because he wants to go so badly himself. I think he's mad because it's Daddy and not him.
Maybe that's it. Well, I'm going down to breakfast.
I've had mine, but I'll go in and say goodbye to Daddy, seeing as he's leaving on the noon train.
Mr. Young, you mean to say you're taking the noon train for Chicago today?
That's right, Biff.
Oh, boy, wouldn't you want to wait until the weekend even? Well, I mean, Dad would have so much more time to be with you on the weekend.
Now, look, Biff, I can assure you that I can take care of myself without your father leading me by the hand every minute.
Oh, sure, I know that, Mr. Young. Well, he'll want to see you all the time, and with him so busy...
Well, now, look, he can go right on being busy all day, Biff. Now, look, don't you worry. The last thing on earth I want to do is get in Kurt's hair.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Daddy, I just want to say goodbye to you before I go to school.
Oh, goodbye, dear.
What hotel are you going to stay at?
Say, that's right. Where's your father stopping, Biff?
Well, I can't remember now.
Oh, Biff, of course you can remember.
Besides, you've got your father's letter, the one you read to us last night.
Oh, yeah, that's around someplace.
Biff, surely you can remember the name of the hotel.
Well, I guess it's funny, but, you know, I can't for the life of me.
Oh, I remember. I suggested a little hotel near his office called the Somerset. That's where he's staying, isn't that right, Biff?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, you can look it up for me. I'm sure that's right. Anyhow, Peggy, I'll be at the Somerset.
All right, Daddy.
But, look, don't you go putting Carter up to inviting me to any formal dinner, because I won't have my dinner clothes with me.
Well, Biff, now is the time. You've either got to tell Sam that your father is out of work and penniless, or let Mr. Young take the blow himself by discovering it when he arrives in Chicago. And now, a word from our sponsor. Meanwhile, the plans for departure go on, and Mr. Young does leave without Biff's having said anything. With her husband's packing done, Mrs. Young turns back to preparations for Peggy's trip. Be with us tomorrow as Mrs. Young says,
"You know, Peggy, I feel as though I could draw a long breath again.
On account of getting Daddy off to Chicago, you mean?
That's right. Oh, I just know it'll do him a world of good.
Will it do him good or harm? He's been banking on the fact that Kurt Bradley has a job. And now he'll find out the truth, that Kurt is jobless. Join us to see what happens tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.